From WGCU News, I'm Jessica Mazaros. About 7,000 delegates from across the country have converged on Washington, D.C. for the National Education Association's annual meeting and representative assembly. Through July 7, delegates will establish the association's budget for the next year, hear concerns from members, and tackle nationwide hot-button issues, ranging from standardized testing to the presidential election. Tuesday, attendees heard from Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. WGCU's John Davis recently spoke with Florida Education Association President Joanne McCall, who says school safety and gun control will once again be a priority on the heels of the Orlando nightclub mass shooting.
Here's the bottom line. Nobody is asking anybody to give up their guns, and nobody's asking that you can't bear arms. We get that, and a lot of our members have guns. We get that. It's about common sense gun control and making sure that people who shouldn't have guns, that laws are in place so that they don't get them. Anybody who's on a no-fly list for 3 times and denied access to a plane, I gotta say, shouldn't be able to purchase a handgun or an assault weapon. I mean, it's just common sense.
All right. And just switching gears a bit, you had talked about standardized testing coming up as an issue. And I know in years past, especially when Florida was transitioning from the FCAT to the Florida standards, there was concern about having this brand new metric that we put so much into, including how we determine whether or not students advance to the next grade, how we score schools themselves, how we measure teacher effectiveness. And then there were also concerns about testing companies hijacking the process. And here we are a couple years into the new standards. Do you feel like we've kind of come out the other side of that transition in a positive way?
I don't think it's in a positive way. The bottom line is we have too much testing, and we put too much on the FSA testing and the high-stakes testing. Everything is driven off that. Third graders aren't promoted without that test. Kids can't graduate if they don't get at a certain level. Teachers' pay is all tied to that. The whole system that we have in place is convoluted, and it's designed by testing companies and bookmakers to make money off the backs of our kids. And until the Florida legislature is willing to dial back the testing and the evaluation process and how that's all interconnected, I don't think we've overcome that. And so I think that'll be looming for us for several years as this unwinds, which we'll see how that goes, and we'll see how the 16 election cycle plays into the 17 legislative session.
Okay. And lastly, I wanted to talk about the presidential election. The NEA endorsed Hillary Clinton fairly early back in October. And I know some state affiliates weren't happy about that endorsement. But NEA's president, I thought she defended the endorsement, fairly well, kind of explaining that they wanted to have their name in there fairly early on in the process so that education would perhaps play a prominent role in the debates and in the campaign rhetoric. Do you feel like that's something that's happened, or you may be disappointed in, I guess, the amount of time candidates are spending talking about education issues?
Well, they're not talking a lot about education issues, but, candidates have to do what candidates have to do to get elected. And so for us, we have endorsed Hillary. I think Lilly did the right thing. President Eskelson Garcia did the right thing by moving that recommendation to the PAC Council. And she did it for all the right reasons, as you outlined. We looked at who was right on our issues, and Senator Sanders and Secretary Clinton, they're both very good on education. But then we have to look at electability and polling and who actually can win the nomination. And so that's what we did, and that's why we went with Hillary. She's right on more of our issues. She has we believe she has the electability that can win and then become the next president of the United States. And then if you're at the table early, then you actually can have some influence of who the president would pick for secretary treasurer and the policies and so forth and so on that will come from there. So I think we've done the right thing. I think she's moving us in the right track, and I think that was all the right things to do at the right time. So we're hopeful. We would love education to be the top talking point, because that's what we are. We're educators, but we understand that there are other things that will move folks to the voting booth, and that's what we need. We need folks to get out and vote so that Secretary Clinton can be the next president of the United States and we can move a pro public education agenda for America and for us in Florida as well.
All right. Well, Joanne McCall, thanks so much for speaking with me today. Really appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Thanks so much.
That was Florida Education Association President Joanne McCall speaking with WGCU's John Davis.